فضلا من الله الله وسير من العباد استغفر الله استغفر الله واساله التوبه لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحامن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى اله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقيه الله في العالمين ولعنه الله على اعدائهم اجمعين من الان الى قيام يوم الدين قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل واشربوا ولا تسرفوا انه لا يحب المسرفين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
Friday the great day the day of Eid the day of celebration the day of worship the day of dua the day of Imam Zaman ajal Allah ta'ala faraj sharif May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercies upon us in this great day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you long lives. As I recited the beautiful verse of Quran, and this is a great advice of our Creator for us. قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا All the people, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for you, provided to you. So that is not only for you, that is for everyone. Everyone has the share. Not only those people who are living now on the earth, but those generation who will come after you. So you have to left something for them as well. Who knows when will be the day of judgment? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided the sustenance and requirements of all human beings until the day of judgment in this earth. So whatever we need, our body need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. We have different kinds of food, different kinds of drinks. So Allah says, according to your need, you can eat, you can drink, but don't waste. So sometimes we are buying and we are not using the things, and that is wastage of things. Sometimes we are buying and we are over drinking or over eating, and that is wastage of not only the a risk, not only different things, but that is also wastage of our health as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those people who are extravagant, who are wasting the things, whether in the form of commodities or whether in the form of health. So this life is great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to respect our life. We need to take care of our health. And one of the important organ that is important spirituality, that is important religion, that had been mentioned in Quran many times, and that is important physically as well. If that organ is not in our body, we cannot survive, we cannot live, and that is the heart. How we can look after our heart? This is an important organ, physically as well as spiritually. How we can look after. This heart, this is a muscle. And the size of the heart is just like the fist of a person. And this heart, this muscle beats 70 times in every minute. And what is the function of this heart? That is pumping of blood. If heart stops the pumping of blood, then what will happen? So first of all, when pumping will stop, it means that is the end of life. Secondly, if pumping is not according to the need, why? Because when heart is pumping the blood, actually in the blood, heart is pumping two things. One is that is energy, that is glucose, that is the requirement, that is the need of our body or in our body cells. And second thing is the oxygen. So if oxygen will not be given to the cells, or energy or the glucose will not be given to the cells, so cells will die, ultimately the people will die. So these two important things, oxygen and glucose, our energy is provided by the blood, and blood is pumped by the heart. So heart is a very, very important and vital organ of our body. So heart has four chambers, right side and the left side. So right side of the heart, that has venous blood. So when the heart is pumping the blood, blood is going into the cells. So when there is oxygenation at the level of cells, actually glucose and oxygen produce energy and carbon dioxide and water. So when carbon dioxide is produced at cellular level, so that carbon dioxide is lethal, that is dangerous, harmful for our body. So that must be expired out from our body. So this is the blood. So first of all, oxygenated blood, oxygen is going into the cell, and again this is the blood who is carrying carbon dioxide back to the heart. And this is called venous blood or deoxygenated blood. And this blood, which has more carbon dioxide that is harmful for our body, must go out. And the right side of our heart that push the blood into the lungs, that is venous blood that has more carbon dioxide. And when this blood goes into the lungs, so from lungs and from our nostrils, so that carbon dioxide goes out when we expire. When we blow out, actually we are sending out carbon dioxide. And if that will stay in our body, that is harmful. And when we inspire, when we inhale, actually we are taking in oxygen that is necessary for our body cells. But this is the blood, this is the blood which is carrying both gases, oxygen and carbon dioxide. And before blood, this is the heart. If heart is not pumping, then this exchange of gases will not occur. So the right side of the heart and the left side of the heart. So the left side of the heart has arterial blood or the fresh blood or oxygenated blood. So both heart has two arteries which are called coronary arteries, which supply blood to the heart muscle. So rest of the arteries supply blood to the rest of the body, but that artery which supply blood itself to the heart, that is called coronary artery. And when, due to different reason, fat is more in our body, then the lumen or the inside of the coronary artery, that in that artery fat is deposited, that makes smaller and smaller to the lumen. And at times comes when we feel pain in the chest or pain into the heart muscle, that is the time when there is less blood supply to the heart muscle. But if totally that heart, that blood supply is blocked, then that is called heart attack. One of the reason, and sometimes when this clot is into the arteries of neck or into the brain, and when the blood supply to the brain is stopped, that is called stroke. So heart attack or the stroke. So one of the reason usually we are facing around us that can bring to the people up to the level of stroke or the heart attack, that is smoking. What happens actually in the smoking? The blood that carry oxygen, the people who are smoker, so due to smoking, there is more carbon monoxide into the body. Due to the smoking, the production of carbon monoxide, that is even more harmful as compared to carbon dioxide. So carbon monoxide production will increase due to the smoking, and oxygen saturation in the blood will become less. This is the first bad effect of smoking. Secondly, nicotine, that is also into the cigarettes. And when this nicotine goes into the blood, so that produces adrenaline. And due to production of adrenaline, heart start faster pumping. And when heart will pump faster, blood pressure will increase. And when blood pressure will increase, so one of the reasons of heart attack is high blood pressure. So smoking is producing carbon monoxide, and in smokes, cigarettes, or even shisha, there is nicotine, and that also producing adrenaline, and that is increasing the high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is one of the reason of heart attack. And another important factor, those who are smokers, there is maximum possibility of formation of blood clot. So increase in blood pressure, increase the chances of blood clot, and increasing the production of carbon monoxide. These are different side effects of smoking. Another term that is called passive smoking or secondhand smoking. Those people who are not actually smokers, but they are sitting around the smokers. So this kind of smoking is called passive smoking or secondhand smoking. And this is also lethal. This is people who are inhaling, so they are at risk of heart attack or different cardiovascular diseases. So those people who are smokers, whenever they want to smoke, they should. Those people who are sitting around, that is not wise to sit around those people. But usually, you know, those people who are smokers, they prefer to smoke with friends. They prefer to smoke with family members. And that is not good. And nowadays, a new custom, a new tradition that is being introduced, and especially among Muslims, among Asians, that is smoking of shisha. So, is shisha smoking harmful? Yes, according to the latest research, 1 hour shisha smoking is 200 times more, including more nicotine, more chemicals as compared to cigarette smoking. Especially those shisha in which people are using coal. The fumes of coal are also producing more chemicals. There are some shisha which are called electrical shisha. So electrical shisha has less lethal effect as compared to the coal one. But as compared to cigarette smoking, shisha smoking is 200 times more lethal and more harmful as compared to just cigarette. So as a whole, if sometime in olden time people were thinking, because when people they use shisha, so that is coming, that is being filtered through the water and that is not harmful. But according to the latest research, both smoking, 80% heart attack into the hospital are coming due to smoking. whether that is cigarette smoking or the shisha smoking. So as a whole, we need to control this. And those people who are smoker, they need to plan to stop. So here in UK, NHS is supporting this quick line, NHS helpline. So telephone numbers are available, and if you go and visit pharmacists and doctors, they will help you. But the important thing is the willpower. First of all, a person should decide that within 1 month or in 2 months' time, I need to stop it. And then he should plan how he is going to stop. And then why? Because this is kind of addiction. So people who are going to stop or going to quit smoking, so the desire will be there. And sometimes even aches and pain will be there. So the people who are going to stop smoking, they need to keep busy themselves, especially when there is maximum desire at that time, they need to keep busy themselves, and then they need support of the family as well. So sometimes maybe the people, they are thinking that I am going to, maybe even family member, they don't know. First of all, smoking is something people cannot keep as secret. Because whenever they will speak, they will sit with someone, so this bad smell comes out from their mouth. So they cannot keep it as secret. But still, some youth, they want to keep it as secret. They are not telling the family members or parents. And when they want to quit, maybe they are not sharing. So this is something, when they want to quit, they need to share with the people. And they need the family support, in kind of counseling, in kind of appreciation, or in kind of different sport, or even they will keep them busy as well. And then he should treat himself with different things. So these are different things people, when they want to stop smoking, how they can do it. So pharmacists and doctors, and nowadays nicotine-based chewing gums are available, microtabs are available, lozenges are available, or non-nicotine Zyban or Champix. These are different tablets, different things, different medicine, which are available to help those people who want to stop. But as a whole, smoking is something, you know, adultery or zina. In Islamic State, the people who committed adultery will be punished at that time when there will be witnesses. If nobody or witnesses available, yes, they have committed a zina. According to Hadith, anyone who is going to commit adultery, he will ruin worship of 70 years. Just one time adultery is equal to finishing his 70 years worship. That is guna, that is one thing. But punishment side, in Islamic State, a person who has committed adultery will be punished at that time when there are witnesses. Mean why witness and why punishment? It means any guna, any sin, when people are committing in front of people, or they are involving the community for a bad thing, or they are propagating the wrong thing, or they are damaging the society, then there is Islamic punishment. And that is coming to stop, so that they should not spoil the community. They should not damage maybe health, maybe iman, maybe anything of the community. Likewise, those people who are smokers, they are not just only ruining themselves, but they are also ruining the community as well. This is something which is involving the whole community, family members, friends. So the health of different people is also getting damaged due to the smokers. But the ultimate result, whether someone who is a passive smoker or the active smoker, both are under attack or under risk. And ultimately, according to research, 80% heart attack people, and almost same 80 or more than 80% lung cancer people, are smokers. So this is something we are wasting money, this is something we are wasting our life, this is something we are damaging our heart, and this is something we are damaging our close one, our friends and family members by smoking. So why not? The best thing is we have to stop it. And if even our friends and our family members, someone is doing this, so politely or with in good faith or with good attitude or with good technique, we need to stop it. But as a whole, anyone who is at risk, try to control smoking or the other things. If there's a high blood pressure, they need to control. Those people who are diabetic, they should also try to control their sugar level. And especially in our Asian, as diabetic ratio is high, likewise, the coronary diseases, the heart diseases are double as compared to the other races, other ethnic groups in the UK. So we need to be more conscious and more careful so that our heart should be healthy and active, and we should not get involved in different kind of heart diseases. The important thing and the basic thing is the waist size. For the men, it should be 35.5 in inches and 90 centimeters. So wherever the waist size in men is increasing from 35.5 or 90 centimeters, and for women, that is 80 centimeters or 31.5. So wherever the waist size is increasing from this limit, so that is alarming sign. Then we need to reduce our weight, control our weight, and how we can do it. So we need to cut down the fat we are taking. We need to cut down or reduce the sugar or sweet things or the sugary drinks. So nowadays, the fizzy drinks and the juices and all these things, this is also wastage of money. There's no benefit at all. We need liquids, so milk and water, alhamdulillah, that is the best of the drinks. So we can get maximum benefit from milk and the water, but rest of the drinks, so there is no need. That is wastage of money, that is wastage of health as well. So whenever we are using oil, unsaturated oil, so those oils which are produced from animal resources are having saturated fats. But those who are produced from the vegetable sources are containing unsaturated fats, and especially the olive oil is the best of oil to use. So inshallah, we should be more careful for our health, we should be more careful for our heart, so that we should have long life with less diseases, with healthy life. We should be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is serving the mankind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asinna l-insana lafi khusr illa allazina amanu wa amal as-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد وضيع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب احلى الجنه
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى ونصاب على محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي.
اللهم
عجل الله إنه يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لعنامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظر عمركم. The best of the advice of our first imam for all of us. For the people, respect your life, organize your life, plan for your life, don't waste your time. And best of the ornament of your life is taqwa, that is piety. Anyone who would attain the level of taqwa, the level of piety, will be successful. And anyone who will not be a pious person, actually he has wasted his life. A symbolic personality of taqwa, that is, and these days are days of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our great lady, the lady of paradise, the lady of light, the lady of, and the mother of Aima Tahar alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
She is not only symbolic for us, but a great model for us. The ideal for us, we need to learn more, we need to love more, we need to reflect more. Because this universe, this mankind, if that has been created, that is just only and only for the sake of Fatima to Zahra salam
Allah alayha.
Happiness is the happiness of Allah. And if she is angry with anyone, Allah will be angry, Rasulullah will be angry with him. We cannot afford to annoy this lady. We cannot afford to make unhappy to our great mother Fatima al-Zahra. And we need to have a strong hatred against those who killed her, who tortured her, who made sad to her. But a great and beautiful and very valuable gift she has left for us, that is Tasbih-e Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra. And this gift she has left for us, she was gifted by Prophet, and actually that was gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone is going to tell you there is a building and a great wealth has been stored on 34th level, on 34th story. So if that building has 100 floors and that wealth is on 34th, you cannot reach that wealth, that treasure, in any other floor, in any other level. So that's why when the numbers are fixed, Allahu Akbar must be read 34 times, there is some secret. 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah, there is some secret. And For example, if you want to call your friend, any of your relative or your boss, you need to dial a number. And the number you can reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that number will be given by Fatima al-Zahra to Rasulullah. And anyone who would like to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anyone who would like to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must dial a number, and that number is 34 33 33. So when this tasbih was given by Rasulullah to Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, you know, we all need this word, money and wealth and everything. Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra went to Rasulullah just for a wish. And what was that? Someone to help her. And Allah and Rasulullah, what has gifted to Fatima, instead of giving a servant, female servant to her, what was given? This tasbih. Have you read in any book? Have you heard from anyone? Fatima al-Zahra was sad after getting this reply from Rasulullah. Did she say, Ya Rasulullah, I came to get servant, I came to get money, and you are giving me this tasbih? You are king of a state. You are head of a state. Everything is with you, and you have only one daughter, and she is demanding for a female servant, and you are giving this tasbih. But after getting that tasbih, Fatima al-Zahra, what was her reply? She said, today I am happy with Rasulullah and happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as she was happy, likewise we should be happy with Quran and Ahl Bayt, and especially with this tasbih. So anyone who would like to keep happy to Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, and Allah, must read this tasbih. Secondly, best thing of this word and best of everything of this word is Tasbih Fatima al-Zahra. Imam Baqir al-Islam said, if there was anything better than this tasbih in this universe, then Allah and Rasulullah was giving that thing to Fatima al-Zahra. It means best of the thing of the universe was this tasbih. That's why Allah and Rasulullah gifted to Fatima al-Zahra. Anyone who is going to read this tasbih just after namaz, there should be no gap at all. All of his or her sins will be forgiven. And Imam Jafar al-Sadiq I love to read this tasbih after every namaz, and this tasbih is better than 1,000 rakat of mustahab namaz for me. So one tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra is better than the reward of 1,000 rakat of namaz in mustahab. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam said, when a person is reading tasbih of Fatima al-Zahra, so one side of tarazu, one side of measuring scale, one side of that tarazu is Alhamdulillah, and other side is Subhanallah. Mean, your sins are removed. Now, in your balance, in your scale, you have only good deeds. And your good deeds, your life is full of good deeds. And that good deeds, those good deeds, you have gained from reading Alhamdulillah, and you have gained that from reading Subhanallah. And then Hazrat Ali al-Islam said, and in between earth and the heavens, all this distance, all these miles are full of reading of your tasbih of Allah. So this is the greatness, and Imam Jafar al-Sadiq al-Islam said, Although in reading it says 100 times, altogether that is 100 times. But in Mizan Amal, you will get 1,000 reward. And this tasbih will expel away shaitan from you and will make happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, we teach our children to read this tasbih as we are teaching them to read namaz. And you know, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Aqeelu salata wa la taqoonu min al mushrikeen. Oh, the people, pray namaz regularly, read namaz regularly. Otherwise, you will become mushrik. So anyone who is not paying attention, not giving importance to namaz, straight away is mushrik. So anyone who would like to be mu'min must read namaz, must be regular in namaz, and just after namaz must read tasbih Fatima Tuzara Salamullah alayha. And as we are condemning that zulm that was done by the tyrants of the time upon Allah Fatima Tuzara. Why? Because as I said last night, those people, they wanted to insult Ismat. They wanted to degrade Waqam Ismat. They wanted to degrade the respect of Rasulullah and Ahmad Tahar alayhi wasalam. And their followers are again today. Why they are killing people in Pakistan, innocent people in Pakistan. Day after day they are killing in Gilgit and Baltistan, the thickly populated Shia area. Shia are being massacred. Why? They're asking their names. They're asking, what is your faith? Anyone who is a lover of Al-Bayt, anyone who is a lover of Fatima al-Zahra, they are killing. Yes, we are happy if we are going to be killed in the love of Muhammad wa Muhammad. This is a great respect for us. This is a dignity for us. We are successful here and hereafter. But who are those people who are killing the innocent people? Just why? Because they are lover of Muhammad wa Muhammad. And the government, and the army, and the soldier, and the Supreme Court, and Chief Justice of Supreme Court, who is taking direct action when a lady is slapped in justice, one slap. There is so much action by Supreme Court. Where is that Supreme Court when every day dozens of innocent people are being killed? They are not taking any action. Why? Because even today they want to insult Maqam Ismat. They want to show their hatred towards Maqam Ismat. And this is our duty. We need to spread the importance of Maqam Ismat. We need to increase the lovers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We need to give more sacrifices and tell the people who are Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad and what is the status of followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be true lovers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revenge from all those people who were enemies of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the level of the son of Fatima al-Zahra in our zaman as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atwinat al-Qawsar. Fasalli li-Rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-Aqtar. Allah.